thanks, John. As many others have said, I'm an agronomist. I'm not a remote sensing specialist by any means, and I've been working on this project for just over a year now. So I'm still trying to learn a lot like everyone else is. So I'm just want to talk to you for a little while today about some work that we've done in wheat with my co-author, Dr. Maria Nabilode, and our wheat breeder at Virginia Tech, Dr. Carl Griffey, and his grad student, Kyle Brazier. So it's a little bit of introduction. Starting out, phenotyping by hand can often be very time-consuming and unreliable when weather conditions are fluctuating. This is very evident when you're looking at something like canopy temperature, depression. If you have thousands of plots, you need to look at the time it takes you to go from one side of the field to another. It can take several hours. So during that time, a lot of environmental conditions can change, which would affect your canopy temperature for different plots. However, with the UAV, we've discovered that aerial measurements can be collected in a matter of minutes. Therefore, the UAV technology has the potential to possibly resolve these issues. And so what happens if we're successful? If we're successful, then breeders will have new and improved tools for phenotyping. No longer they have to be restricted going out by hand from plot to plot and looking at things like canopy temperature and NDVI, but they can use a UAV with these sensors mounted on there to collect this data. So we had two objectives with this study. Number one was to validate if UAV taken near infrared and infrared images have improved efficacy over traditional methods for variety selection. And number two was to identify suitable near infrared and infrared indices for the selection of wheat varieties that have improved yield and nitrogen use efficiency. We used 13 cultivars and lines. As you see in the chart here, they're comprised of both regular cultivars and parents. These were looked at in two locations, Warsaw and Suffolk of Virginia. Our varieties were subjected to two different nitrogen rates, a low nitrogen rate of 67 kilograms per hectare, and then a normal spring nitrogen application rate of 134 kilograms per hectare, which that would be our general overall recommendation to growers. Plots were arranged in a randomized complete block design, as you see in the photo there. That's one of the photos from our RGB imagery. And the individual plots were, the size was 1.5 by 2.7 meters. We collected aerial measurements with the Aztec Falcon 8 UAV at several different growth stages, starting out at growth stage 40, then growth stage 65, growth stage 75, and growth stage 85. And we collected NDVI and canopy temperature. NDVI was collected with an ADC light tetracam multispectral camera, as you see in the center picture there. I guess the mouse isn't working. And we collected canopy temperature with a FLIR Tau 2 infrared camera, which is the picture on the far right. You can see the FLIR mounted on the UAV there. The picture there on the left is just the UAV flying over our plots collecting data. That's what it looks like when it's flying. All our images were GPS tagged after flight and then merged with PIX4D software. Basically, each image, a GPS tag, was produced. All those images were tagged, and then they were all merged together with PIX4D software. Corresponding ground measurements were also collected at those same growth stages I mentioned earlier. NDVI was collected with the Trimble Greenseeker handheld crop reflective sensors you see on the right, and canopy temperature was collected with the Agritherm infrared thermometer. And basically what we did, we compared the ground measurements with the aerial measurements at each growth stage, compare the two with each other, and then we also compare both the aerial and the ground measurements with both biomass and final grain yield. So moving into results, first thing you want to look at, how well does aerial NDVI compare to ground collected NDVI? This chart here is showing basically our R-squared values, correlation between aerial and ground NDVI. As you see, looking from April 29th on for Warsaw and May 2nd on at Suffolk, you see very well correlations with 0.76, 0.73 to 0.85. At Warsaw at Suffolk, you saw even greater correlation at growth stage 75 of 0.89. This is just a little diagram showing a couple of varieties where we pulled out, showing the difference between the low and the normal nitrogen rates, the NDVI, like a variety Shirley that's very well known. NDVI was around 0.79 for the low nitrogen rate. For the normal NDVI was around 0.9. Now let's look at biomass that was collected right before harvest, comparing the ground and aerial NDVI. This NDVI was collected on May 19th, which is around growth stage 75. Ground NDVI correlation with biomass was had an R-squared value correlation of around 0.51. However, our NDVI collected from the air with the near-infrared camera, its R-squared was around 0.61, so a better correlation with the aerial than with the ground NDVI. This is looking at all dates, correlation between aerial and ground, correlation between ground and aerial NDVI to biomass, and specifically two things to point out at those last two sampling dates, both at growth stage 75 and growth stage 85, at both locations, you see a much better correlation between aerial NDVI and biomass than you do between ground NDVI and biomass. Now let's look at yield, because that's really what we're concerned about, what our growers are concerned about and things. May 19th at Warsaw, ground NDVI correlated with yield about a R-squared of 0.6. However, our aerial NDVI had a R-squared of 0.72. However, we take out one outlier, which we have some explanations of why the outlier is there. We think our R-squared jumps up to around a 0.8. So, again, we see that the aerial NDVI is much better correlated with final grain yield and a better predictor of final grain yield than is our ground collected NDVI. This is showing all growth stages starting out, again, at growth stage 30, going all the way to growth stage 85. At Warsaw, Virginia, at each growth stage, our aerial NDVI was better correlated with yield than our ground NDVI. And at Suffolk, you had our last three growth stages all showed the aerial NDVI better correlated with yield than our ground collected NDVI. Now let's look at the FLIR and infrared camera. We were interested in how successful it was in discriminating varieties with low and high nitrogen use efficiently, specifically the canopy temperature. This is just one image of one variety I pulled out looking at canopy temperature of this variety of some Maryland line. The low nitrogen rate had a canopy temperature of 25 degrees Celsius, while our normal nitrogen rate had a canopy temperature of 23 degrees Celsius. And one thing to keep in mind when you're looking at canopy temperature and NDVI, as you're aware, NDVI, the higher the number is better, but when we're looking at canopy temperature, the lower the temperature is better because the plant's cooler, it's transpiring better, and it's actually, the plant is much better off with a cooler canopy temperature. So let's look at this. Basically, with our FLIR, we collect images at four times throughout the day, 9, 11, 1, and 3. This was on April 25th. We saw no significant difference between low and normal nitrogen rates at 9 a.m. or at 11 a.m. However, as you get to 1 p.m., you see one variety, the variety Sisson there, showing a difference between low and normal nitrogen. You move on to 3 o'clock, it's much warmer, sun's higher up in the sky, it's a lot hotter outside. You see more varieties showing that sensitivity to nitrogen stress. You see about four varieties there showing sensitivity to nitrogen stress. Now, this was on April 25th. I mentioned that. April 25th. Now, moving on 2 weeks later to May 9th, again, you saw no difference between at 9 and 11 a.m., but here at 1 p.m., we're already seeing four varieties showing a difference between low and normal nitrogen rates. And then at 3 p.m., you're seeing almost all varieties except maybe three or four showing a difference between low in normal nitrogen. And basically, a number of varieties that show a difference between low and normal nitrogen rates will increase as we go throughout the day and as we grow throughout the growing season. And as you would expect, more varieties will show sensitivity to nitrogen stress. It's just a matter of time as to when some varieties show nitrogen stress compared to others. Some show the stress, you know, back in April 25th. Some, it takes a little bit longer to show nitrogen stress. And that's one thing we're trying to examine, is how well those varieties are showing sensitivity to nitrogen stress. Now, is this an adequate indicator of nitrogen use efficiency and yield stability? Well, that's one thing we're trying to examine right now with some data we're looking at, trying to determine if this is actually an adequate predictor of nitrogen use efficiency and yield stability. Now, how accurate of a predictor is the FLIR camera with yield? This is growth stage 70 on May 9th, comparing handheld ground collected canopy temperature. You see, it's not very well correlated at all there on the left with R squared value of around 0.12. However, the same day collecting canopy temperature from the air with the FLIR camera, our R squared values are much greater. The R squared correlation around 0.57. So this shows us, just this past year data shows that we think the FLIR seems to be a better indicator of yield taken from the sky or from the air than does the handheld infrared thermometer. Just to wrap up with some conclusions, going back to what we said at first, you know, I think using UAVs for phenotyping does have the potential to replace ground collected data for variety selection. As we saw, we have an opportunity to collect large amounts of data in just a few minutes. You know, with one of these plots, one of these fields with a couple hundred plots, I can fly that in maybe 15, 20 minutes. Going by hand, it would take me a long time to go through by hand and collect that data. Again, we have the ability to collect the data under constant weather conditions. Again, you're not dealing with as much of that time aspect, the time it takes to get from one side of the field to the other. You're speeding up your time. Again, like I said, you can collect your data in 10 or 15 minutes. As we saw, that UAV data was well correlated with ground collected data that's been taken for years, and it's often a better indicator of yield than is ground collected data. Now, we saw with the near infrared Etrican, we had up to a 0.89 correlation with ground collected NDVI, and we saw that the aerial NDVI was a better indicator of yield than the ground collected NDVI. Again, we saw the FLIR infrared camera was successful in identifying varieties which show nitrogen stress when the nitrogen is cut in half and reduced. I'd like to thank the Virginia Peanut Board, Virginia Carolina Peanut Association, and the Virginia Crop Improvement Association for the funding for the purchase of this drone. And with that, I'll take any questions you have. Yes, sir. Well, we try to, but the thing is, in our part of Virginia, it's very rare to have days where it's very, very few clouds in the sky. So that's just one thing we have to deal with, really. Was it what now for every variety?
Was it for like the one specific variety or like for the average of all varieties?
No, it was all varieties. I was looking at each individual variety, but it was comparing across all. I mean, we looked at 13 varieties individually.
So that's the average.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.